So we may have found a new powerhouse in college athletics we didn't know about.
Which one?
Well, we'll know by the end of today.
Mm-hmm.
Stony Brook.
Yeah, Stony Brook.
The Seawolves.
Yeah, you got Stony Brook still alive?
Well,
St. John's still alive?
If you'll recall, Stony Brook played Sam Houston State in like the quarterfinals, I think, in football.
Right, oh, yeah.
Championship, remember? That's
You're right. Yeah, I knew I remembered Stony Brook.
Who they were, old Stony Brook.
Yeah, so evidently they got some jocks at Stony Brook.
Yeah, little else. It's like,
hey, come on down here. We're going to play ball.
Where are they? They're in
Stony Brook.
They're in Stony Brook.
They're in Coral Gables.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, Florida. Who can't play baseball in Florida
right.
except for the Marlins?
I know you guys weren't watching yet. Yesterday's not quite like the Final Four for me, but I was pretty busy. I was watching some baseball. I was watching Missouri State and Stony Brook, as a matter of fact.
Were you really?
I was. When,
wow.
When, I know. I really? Said there aren't a lot of people who are like that. But yeah.
Were they on ESPN3?
No, they were on they were on CBS Sports Live. I was watching it online.
Oh, I see.
And actually,
yeah.
Stony Brook came back and scored 7 runs to tie it. But
no kidding.
Yep. Anyhow, catcher let one go. Hit the ump.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
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 That won't get you some good calls.
It really won't.
You know?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, it was.
Yeah. Looks like ball four to me, son.
Really.
Yeah.
They ended up still winning.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. I don't even know what the Missouri State mascot is. But
they're the Bears.
Are they? Okay. Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, CBS, one good thing we do in ESPN is they've got their regular announcers. They've got some people, but this was like some guy.
Well, they got like 2 cameras, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and you could hear the other play-by-play guy in him because they're like in a, press box. But anyway, it's just fun stuff.
Yeah. Well, I watched a little of that with the Rice Regional.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have ESPN there either.
Yeah. Sam Houston beats the old Owls. That was pretty
good. Yeah. But then they get beat by last night by Arkansas.
Once again, starting to hear, teams we've heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when it comes to adults, 1 in 5 adults don't get out of the swimming pool when they should.
Oh, no. 1 in 5?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
3 out of the other 4 are lying.
Yeah. Welcome to summertime.
Uh-huh.
It says here 1 in 5 adults are just, so how do you know? Check your eyes. Turns out that red eyes in the pool are associated with chloramine, which is a chemical created when that stuff combines with chlorine.
Oh, okay.
That's already in the pool. Yeah, but it gets better.
Yeah.
Study also found that 70% of us don't shower before entering the pool, which spreads other stuff.
Mm.
A quick 30-second shower will remove dirt, sweat, sunscreen, and other stuff before entering the pool.
Yeah, most public pools ask you to shower, but they don't have a monitor there to make sure that you.
I'm sorry, you didn't pass inspection.
So,
Ooh.
When
you do is just hose everybody down before they get in.
So when you're new to the neighborhood, and your neighbor invites you over to the pool that he has in his backyard or
right.
her backyard,
because they just got it from Walmart.
Uh huh. Yeah.
No. I'm talking like even a
like a pool.
No,
we're
in a Tony neighborhood, not where I live.
Just something. But I mean, it's one of those. If you remember the Seinfeld thing where Seinfeld's in the bathroom and the employee comes in and doesn't wash his hands before he goes back out. I mean, if you're already
he was going to cook.
Yeah,
that's right.
If you're in the guy's pool.
Poppy.
Yeah, if you're in the guy's pool and he doesn't like shower off before he gets in, I mean, do you call him on it or do you just kind of?
Dude,
yeah. If I want to get invited back, I best not say anything.
But do you want to go back if he's going to practice such pool hygiene?
Yeah, of course, right? Yeah.
Info.
Mason.
Excuse me. It's June 4th. It's going to be a long, hot summer.
Yeah.
Some things just best left unsaid. Because, what are you going to do? Say, hey, I'm making some brisket next week. You want to come back over?
You probably didn't notice, but I'm a con artist. I'm someone who you know and trust. I'm going to be your friend. And when you really like me, I'm going to take you for everything you've got.
Don't be a victim of financial fraud. Before you invest your hard-earned money, call 888-663-0009 or visit TexasInvestorEd.org. One quick call could protect your money and your future. Sponsored by the Texas State Securities Board.
Hey, good morning. It's 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. That would be us.
That'd be us. And this would be June the 4th. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. We got a bunch of birthdays.
Oh, good.
Yeah, a bunch of people you've heard of and everything. Michelle Phillips from the Mamas and the Papas turned 68 years old today. And is she the only one still living? No, I guess.
The other guys.
Yeah, one of the Papas.
The other Papa.
Yeah, there you go.
The one nobody remembers.
Denny McClain is dead. It's not Denny McClain.
Yeah, the tall one's dead.
All right, whatever.
The taller one. Yeah.
John Phillips.
There you go. Thank you. Keep going. Parker Stevenson, the actor, turns 60 years old today.
He was once married to...
Yeah. Whoa, that's right. You're exactly right. Wow.
Kirstie Alley.
That's right. There you go. Comedian Horatio.
No, Denny Doherty's dead, so she's the only one.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. So, that makes for a boring rendition of California Dreaming. You know?
That's right. And now, welcome to the stage, Mama.
Mama. She walks out with a Sony cassette recorder.
puts it on the stage.
Got a microphone tilted down toward the speaker.
Because
every 4 seconds she says dreaming.
I mean, let's face it, she was the looker of the group.
Yeah,
she didn't really bring anything else to the table.
No, you're right.
I mean, Mama Cass had the voice.
Yeah.
But nobody wanted to look at her.
Yeah, she's swaying her moo-moo.
And she was married to one of them, right?
I don't know. Phillips.
Yeah, but
her name is Michelle Phillips.
Right. But no, wait. But the thing is, I saw her interviewed once. She was married to one of them, but the other one professed her love for her. The other one was in love with
her. That's Denny Doherty.
Denny, yeah. There you go. It's quite a story.
All right, we've got
Horatio Sands from Saturday Night Live is 43 years old, and Noah Wyle, remember him from ER, is 41 years old. From the Dave Matthews Band, bassist Stefan Lessard is 38, and
we're at work.
Yeah, there you go.
Who knew?
He's left-handed. And
I remember another left-handed Paul McCartney. I'm not sure what his name was.
Russell Brand, the actor, turns 37 years old today, and Angelina Jolie turns 37. They're the exact same age. How about that? Dr. Ruth Vestheimer turns 84 years old today.
Wow.
How about that? And Bruce Dern, the actor, Laura's daddy. He was probably one of the best all-time bad guys, don't you think?
I mean, he can do that. He's not Gary Oldman, but he's pretty good.
No, if there's a bad guy Hall of Fame, though, Bruce Dern is in it. Yeah, he's 76 years old today, and I guess that's all I got.
Scott Wolf from Party of Five.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh.
There
you go.
That's great. Okay. All right, see, a University of Texas at Austin study. Ready?
Okay. There's Austin on the list.
As opposed to UT Permian Basin.
Exactly. Don't know again how much they spent on this, but a University of Texas at Austin study has confirmed that many men are attracted to girls who are dumb and drunk rather than prettier or smarter girls because the chance that they get to take them home.
What?
Once again.
Did they conduct this on a Saturday night?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
At Schultz's? Yeah, I mean, come on.
They spent money on that. Seems that, once again, many men attracted to, again, many men. What does that mean?
Yeah,
what do those guys look like? You know? Do they talk about that? What do the guys look like? They're talking about what the girls look like. But, yeah, in other words, they seem to go for dumb or drunk rather than prettier or smarter. Because that way...
Your morning...